Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March 22nd. And the news this morning, overnight EBOD prices were May corn down a penny at 7.55 and a quarter, May wheat up 37 and three quarter cents at 11.57, and May beans up 8 1/4 cents at 16.99 and a quarter. Wheat obviously leading the way up, but the corn broke by the close out here to close lower. All three, corn, wheat, and beans, you know, closed well off their highs, but still pretty strong in the wheat market and the bean market. The EU is trying to decide whether or not to ban Russian oil imports. If they do, oil prices will move higher. President Biden apparently is going to the EU later this week for discussions. We'll see what that comes out of that. We've got good rains in the plains and in the Midwest. Nebraska, central Nebraska missed a lot of those rains, but the crop progress reports show that we had generally no worse conditions and slightly better in some spots. And with these rains, I would expect it to improve next week, perhaps dramatically. These rains will certainly help the wheat crop as it comes out of dormancy out here. The rest of the markets, the bonds are down another full basis point out here. Looks like Powell wants to get more aggressive on protecting inflation and keeping it down, and best way to do that is to raise interest rates. Interestingly enough, with the war continuing, the Dow Jones is up another 171 here this morning. I'm not sure why Dow's been able to rally so much with the war raging and interest rates moving higher, but there's some strength to the stock market. Frankly, I don't know why. But overall, if the wheat decides to give it up for whatever reason here today, the corn and beans will go with it. If wheat stays strong, I think it'll be a tough sell to sell grains out here today. It's really about money flow and what the funds want to do. They're long wheat again now. And if they want to add to those positions, obviously, we can move higher out here. We still haven't seen any of the Chinese corn buying that's been talked about by China. The only export we saw was that 240 old crop beans to unknown. So that's not going to be a mover or shaker here, I don't think, this morning. So a little bit of mixed priced action out here. Wouldn't be surprised by the end of the day if we see some lower prices on a turnaround Tuesday. But, you know, when the war is raging, it's risk on. When the war seems like there may be some peace talks developing into something, it's risk off. Basically, step right up and roll the dice, ladies and gentlemen. The volatility is going to continue out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.